Joining us today, a very special guest, Muggs Haugen of Anchored Heart Coaching. And she has a business that serves a very underserved sector of our community, the healthcare workers, nurses, and caregivers. And she teaches them how to find balance in a life that is totally out of balance and headed toward burnout. Listen now as she joins us in this very special interview with the tips that every one of us can apply to our lives. I have a special guest here today, and she is one who serves the very underserved population of healthcare workers. And she is in the industry of giving the care to the healthcare and caregiver workers who, without we, most of us wouldn't even be here. So let me welcome my special guest today, Miss Muggs. Because I love her name because she
Oh.
brings such a great energy with it, like it's power in that name. So please tell us who you are and a little bit about you to start with.
Well, thank you, Odiva. I'm honored to be here with you today. And yes, my name is Muggs Haugen, and I'm a registered nurse. I'm still working as a registered nurse, but I'm also a life coach and founder of Anchored Heart Coaching. And my goal is to support other nurses and healthcare workers and any kind of caregiver who may be feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, stressed, because they work in such a stressful environment on a day-to-day basis, right? And so, that can really take its toll on our own bodies. And for us to take a moment to take care of ourselves, right, is really important. And I try and bring that forth, for them to take care of their own self-care so that they can truly be of service to others.
And that's huge. I mean, it's revolutionary. It's kind of, common sense. Hey, you should take care of yourself so that you can take better care of others. But it's a common sense that a lot of us don't apply. I think far too long, women have focused on being the nurturer and the giver, and your value was connected to how well you can take care of your community, your family, your relatives, your neighbors. And as a profession as a nurse, you're just there to give out what you have and it can get depleted. Tell us more.
Absolutely. I think, nursing is a fabulous profession. It has served me really well. I love the work that I do. I just think, though, there's so many things about it that also can be really debilitating for the people in the business of healthcare. I won't get into the politics of everything, but our system is pretty broken in the United States. And so I feel like there's a lot of things that we see that, aren't real positive, right? Health equity or disequity, it can be very depressing sometimes, when you see the same thing over and over again, and the health of, people in general, is not good because we don't take care of ourselves. We don't eat the right foods. We don't get enough sleep. We don't, truly take care of ourselves. And so we're trying to help those, but we need to be healthy ourselves, right? And practice what we preach generally, right? Because we're out there telling people, what they should be doing, and how to overcome some of their illnesses and that kind of thing, right? And so it's like, I feel like I want to be healthy myself, and that way I can bring my best self forward when I am trying to help someone else.
And so this is the thing, and I always like to do this when I'm talking about healthcare industry and healthcare workers. I like to say, whoo, whoo, first of all, because they are a foundation that many of us rely on. And we saw in the previous years in the pandemic how important they are, but the recognition, in my opinion, was not quite there. But I'm recognizing them now. Whoop, whoop. And what they do, the self-sacrificing that they do, is above and beyond what many people have to do and offer in their profession. And in saying that, I'm hoping that this kind of work that you're doing would allow others to consider going into healthcare. You know, when you look at being a nurse or a caregiver, and the job description is work yourself to death, nearly to death, you know, nobody wants to join up for that. And I have firsthand experience. My mom is an RN, and she's retired now, but she was in the industry for 60 years. And that is what it meant. Shift to shift to shift. And if someone calls in sick, you take on that responsibility, and you cannot make mistakes either. And that's huge.
Right. Yeah, it's a huge responsibility, and one that I take very seriously, and as most nurses do, right? Unfortunately, we're all human and mistakes are made, right? So you have to accept that part of the responsibility too, right? And take self-responsibility when those things happen. And I think, it's part of the duty, as a nurse, to have things happen. So yeah, but
And
definitely a big responsibility.
I think the kind of coaching you give can be applied to everyone, because learning to separate ourselves from our work is, I guess, it's part of it is stopping the excuses. Because if I was working as a nurse, I would say, and I say, look, I have, well, my mom used to do 48-hour shifts, but and I'm guessing it still happens, but if you have a shift to shift to shift, your excuse is, I don't have time to be healthy. I don't have time to rest. I don't even have time to take a 1 minute breather. How do you separate yourself from those excuses that are in your head?
Well, I think that that's very true, and I think that is something that I deal with my clients too, right? Like they don't have the time to really invest in themselves, so to speak, right? So, it can be a challenge because they're not used to putting themselves first for a freaking change, which is one of my slogans, right? Learn to put yourself first for a freaking change.
Let's
But
say it together.
yeah.
Put yourself first for a freaking
Freaking
change.
change. Yeah. So I totally understand that, but I tell people too, it's like we all have 24 hours in a day. None of us get more or less than another person. So let's say you're working those three 12-hour shifts. You do have days off in between that full-time job, right? So, there is some time there where you can make choices,
Ooh,
in
choices.
how you care for yourself. That might be your food planning, planning your meals, grocery shopping, and doing things that can support a healthy lifestyle so that when you're working your 3 day shifts, it goes really smoothly, And I share my transformation with my weight. I lost over 60 pounds in 8 months, and I have been able to maintain that weight loss now for 5 years. So having my health transformation has created so many openings for me as far as my own energy, my own well-being, my meditation and yoga practice. And I try and share that with others to have them realize that, you know, it is possible. You know, you can still be working and still, you know, have these create your own routines and your own behaviors that can really anchor you in a more balanced life. And that's what I try and do on a daily basis.
Well, congratulations to you for getting
Thank
on
you.
that healthy self weight loss journey. What brought you to that point?
Well, wow, that's a good question. You know, I was always a yo-yo dieter and I tried many other types of things. And honestly, around 2017, my oldest son was getting married and I was super excited for them and I was like really, really happy. But I was at that point, I was working in a busy ER. I was really stressed out. I was overweight. I honestly felt like shit in my own body. I was having a lot of aches and pains. And like, so I went out to find the perfect mother of the groom dress, right? If there is such a thing. And I went out and to do my dress trying on, and it was like a nightmare. Like I couldn't zip up a dress, and I thought, oh my God, I'm gonna have to go out and get another size up. And I just fell apart. I was like in the dress barn of Pismo Beach, California, because that's where I live on the Central Coast. And I just lost it. I thought, oh my God, I have got to get it together. You know, I cannot sustain, you know, how I'm feeling in my body. And I was depressed about it. I was just not in a good headspace at all. And then right before his wedding, I got a horrible upper respiratory infection, and I felt really sick. So like the day of his wedding, I was so sick. I went and I got my hair and face done, got through the ceremony, went to the reception, and I basically walked home from the reception. It was down the street in this beautiful garden area. And I walked down, my sister actually walked me home. I could hardly make it up my stairs because I was couldn't hardly breathe. And she tucked me in bed. And that was kind of my turning point. It was like, okay,
Turning
this is
point.
serious. This is not good. And then that, like the next month, I found a food program that really spoke to me. And I've been doing that now for over, it'll be 6 years actually next month in May. May of this year will be 6 years. So that really was the start of my own health and wellness transformation. So, you know, and it's not, you know, I'm not saying you, I'm not here to tell people you need to go on a diet or lose weight or anything to have a balanced, joyful life. Abso-freaking-lutely not. But I do want to share how this transformation actually started for me, because it started, really started from the outside and into the inside, right? But all transformation really is an inside job.
And that's what I like about what you said about the turning point. So that could look like a lot of different things, like I think it's like your awareness got shook when you're like, I have to go to a wedding and I've got to be in this, you know, beautiful mother of the groom dress and things like that that shock you from the outside. And then the journey of going through the shop and shopping for clothes and crying. Oh, shopping for clothes. I think we all can relate. We've been to that situation where it was just not going right. But you made that decision, and that decision brought about a huge turning point. So, bringing that back to the work that you're doing now, people have to get to the awareness that they need that turning point.
Yes. And it's different for everyone. But I think, like you said, we all kind of been there and we all have different things, right? So somebody may not be struggling with their weight, but they may be struggling with a relationship or their financial situation or all the exterior circumstances in our lives. And, you know, I am a dream builder coach, I am a life mastery consultant through the Brave Thinking Institute. And what I do is I help people to create a vision of a life they would love living. And I take them through a process, and it is a process. It's not magical thinking. It's not just, you know, I do believe change your thoughts, change your life. Absolutely. But it's not all about that. You know, it's so much deeper than that. And that's what I really enjoy. It's like watching the transformation because you're right, self-awareness is key. And if we can start to learn, how our thoughts create our feelings and our feelings cause our actions and our actions cause our results, then we can take a look. Well, if I'm here now and I'm not liking it very much, then what do I need to do to change those things? And it usually starts right here with how you're talking to yourself, right? And I was always really negative self-talk, self-deprecation, not so pleasant, to myself. And so I have grown leaps and bounds, with my transformation and my confidence because, I believe that I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. So I believe that what is within me is more powerful than any circumstance, situation, or condition I may be facing.
So when we talk about the things that are going in the mind of a healthcare worker, I'm guessing that many times they're saying the only way I can get to that point, that turning point, or where I can really start to do the things that I love and enjoy and take care of myself is if I leave my job. And that's absolutely what we don't want.
Absolutely not. And I think, however, I would say, there may be some people in the healthcare industry who shouldn't be or don't want really want to be anymore. And I think sometimes we so self-identify, I am a nurse, right? And I think that that can hold a lot of people back from looking at some of their life purpose or their full purpose in life and in looking at, well, what else could I be? What else could I do? Right. And so I agree though that there are ways to do the job and live in that balance. And that's where I'm trying to help people, I'm not about, having them transform their careers necessarily, right? Unless that's their choice. But, it's like that work-life balance. It's not a pipe dream. It can be done. You just need the tools and you need to have a vision of what you want your life to look like, right? And what are you willing to do to have that, right? Because like you said, it's a trade-off. You have to make some sacrifices in some area, right? To create, you have to give up something to create something positive. So, if you're sitting in front of the TV for 2 hours a night, what could you choose to do instead? Maybe you could journal. Maybe you could have a gratitude list. Maybe you could prep your food or plan your meal for the next day, if that's what helps you, to live in a more balanced routine,
And so, making those get creating that awareness, having that vision, then starting to act on it by making those choices. That is the way to it. And having the identity of I am more than just a nurse. I am more than just a caregiver. That is something that all of us can apply into our daily lives and just recognize who we are, as especially as women. We are more than what we offer or the role that we take on. That's huge. That is great.
Right. Yeah, that identity thing, it's like that's what I do, it's not who I am. I am, it's like, but we all say, I am a nurse. That's how we present ourselves, right? So it's kind of like, and I do the same thing, and it's taken me a while to kind of shift that too. And now I'm a life coach, and I'm a teacher, speaker, coach. And so, I'm looking at things a little bit differently now. So it's good.
Yes, I worked as a teacher. And when I started becoming an entrepreneur and building my business, I started as, okay, I'm the teacher, so everybody just come to me and ask me questions about entrepreneurship. And the other thing that I was working on is teaching public speaking. And in a very short time, that's right, I started to get overwhelmed because people were coming from all sides because they had so much questions about it. And I was thinking, wait, I need to work on my business as well as, help everybody else and answer all these questions that were coming to me. And I spoke to one of my coaches about it, and I said, boy, I'm getting depleted here. Just what, how come everybody is just coming in to me? And she explained, what kind of energy are you sending out? What? And I had, even on my title on Zoom, it was like, Odiva, teacher. And that was the energy I was sending out. Now I'm still teaching. I will always be a teacher, but in a different capacity, in something that is more aligned with the me, I don't want to say the new me, but the me who I am now.
Right. It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, I
Yeah.
totally get that. I totally get that. So
Yeah.
beautiful.
And
Oh,
it's been a journey. I also share that I am in the role of caregiver. I see, I said that. I am in the role of a caregiver. I didn't say I
man.
am a caregiver. And for such a long time, I was saying I am a caregiver. It took me years to realize, no, I'm a separate person. I'm a diva.
You're
And
Odiva.
my desires and goals and dreams and vision is still evolving. Doesn't have to be one, this is what I want. When I was 24, I was like, okay, 24, I'm going to graduate and I'm going to have this house and this. No, it's still evolving, but I'm happy to be on the journey.
Right. It's
Yeah.
not either or, it's this and, right? So this and, so you can have all those things, So that's wonderful that you're following your heart and still teaching in the capacity that you want to do it in now. So it's beautiful. Yeah.
And this journey has brought me to you.
Yes, love it. Yes.
And tell me a little bit more about the kind of caregivers you help. Because I was thinking when I first hear the word caregiver, I'm not always thinking about the people that are paid to do this service. I
Right.
always think about the people around me that are just kind of fall into it, and we're like, all of a
Right.
sudden, caregiver.
Well, that's the thing too. There's such a broad spectrum. Now, nurses are my focus because those are my people, and so that's kind of my main focus. But, basically I feel like a caregiver, could be a mother, right? A mom, we're all caregivers on some level, right? Or people that are caring for the elderly parents, or a parent or a family member with dementia. All of them need so much support, and it's a hard role, like you say. It's a hard role to be in your lifetime, right? And but and yet it's our common humanity. Many of us, have that at some point in our lives, have that caregiver role upon us. So so it's just, basically to me, all of us are kind of caregivers, but like I said, my focus is mainly, nurses, healthcare professionals, PAs, MDs, that kind of thing. Yeah. That are in the thick of the the stressful surroundings of the job that come with that. Because I was a cardiac nurse, I was an ER nurse, and
Okay.
so that's kind of my background. Yeah.
That's what I wanted to ask you, what kind of nursing you did, because there's so many levels and dimensions
Yes.
of it. ER
And that's what I
nursing.
love about nursing too, is there's so many different areas of nursing, right? And it's just a one, like I said, it's been a great profession for me. I love being a nurse, and you know, it's been really a good place for me. You know, I also find it so interesting too, like many of us nurses come from backgrounds of codependency. I think if I know that there's studies that have been done about how nurses are often, you know, from that codependent role. My father was an alcoholic. My husband's a recovering alcoholic addict. You know, I have many, many family members, but it's so interesting to me how many of caregivers and nurses come from that background. So working on our past trauma, our past codependencies, you know, is really also something that we all need to kind of take a look at, you know, because it's kind of how we got to the place that we are today. And it's made us who we are today. So,
Yeah, that
yeah.
diamond got compressed and came out so much more stronger. And I also want to acknowledge the men that are in the industry. Like my business primarily is working with women, but I want to acknowledge the men that are stepping into this role as nurses. And I follow one on Instagram, and he always talks about the black rings around his eyes. But and it's, you know, he makes jokes about it, but it's interesting to just as you have given us the opportunity to take that first step of looking at ourselves and saying, you know, it doesn't have to be such a painful job. I mean, it'll be hard, but I have another life separate from that that I can still work on and create and make beautiful and love, show self-love.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, having gratitude, you know, for the opportunity to serve others, you know, is part of why we do what we do. You know, it's an honor. To me, I feel like, you know, it's an honor to serve others at their most vulnerable place. You know, when they come into the emergency department, or they come in for a procedure, you know, they're scared, they're anxious, and to really be able to be there in those situations for them and their families, you know, is really important. And like I said, that's why I feel it's so important to be on your best health-wise, well-being-wise for yourself, so that when you are there serving others, you don't have the black circles under your eyes and you've gotten enough sleep and you know, you're in a good space, you know, so that you can actually be helpful to somebody. You know, it's funny, you know, you were talking about the black circles under your friend's eyes or whatever. And it's so funny because I think so many nurses and doctors and healthcare professionals, you know, a lot of them, you know, they brag about being able to live on 4 hours of sleep or 4 to 6 hours of sleep. Well, that's not so good. You know, our bodies need more than that, right? And we need to replenish. We need to regenerate our own cells and heal our own bodies, to really be able to heal others, right? So.
And when you talk about being able to help others and being present, because we have another phenomenon where some people go the opposite way and are just like, I've seen enough. I'm getting cold. We talk about doctors getting cold towards patients. There's a lot of complaints going on because they've just seen so much and they're not really having the ability to care for themselves. So how can you provide to others if you haven't first given to yourself? So that is huge, but
Yeah.
that's
And you know, you
awesome.
talked a little bit about the pandemic, and I think that that really created, well, it created a lot of really, like you said, self-sacrificing and putting your own body on the line every day. And a lot of people have post-traumatic stress from that, right? So a lot of them, and I think a lot of the, I don't know, a lot of them felt a lot of anger from
Resentment. It's
family members and
absolutely normal.
patients. And so they were taking on a lot of this outside stuff just being thrown at them. And it's not pretty, you know? And I think it shifted in a lot of people's thinking in the profession. It's kind of like, you know, gosh, is this really worth it to me to continue to do this, right? So, you know, it's been an interesting time, and I think, you know, we're coming out of it a little bit here, and things are settling back, quote, into the no more normal way. But I think that, you know, going through something like that, you know, it's really difficult, and to come out of that is hard. And I'm not sure most people are even aware of how that's really affected them on a deep, deep level.
Well, this is the brilliant part of it, is that now they have a resource such as yourself.
Thank you. Yeah.
And you're not just talking about it from a coaching perspective. You are still in it. You have still been there. You've seen
Yeah.
it. You've done it.
Yeah.
And it's not the therapist that says, "Hey, well, how do you feel about that?" You understand firsthand
Yeah.
what they
Right.
experience, and you still love your work. And you, as you
Yeah.
said, it's an honor for you to be there for people. And I am honored that you are here with us today to
Thank
share
you.
it.
Thank you. And full disclosure, I'm no longer in the emergency department. I'm working at an outpatient surgical center, which is a lot less stress. You know, it's a wonderful position, and I'm working part time with that and coaching full time. So it's a really nice balance right now for me. I found a really nice you know, balance in my life, and it's working out really well. Now eventually I'm hoping to do my coaching full time, and because I'm of a certain age, I'm hoping to, you know, transition into my coaching full time and be able to release that, you know, that position at some point. But right now, I still love the work. Like I said, it's like there's still that part of me that wants to continue to do the nursing and be of service to others in that regard too. So,
And
but it's all
you
good, you know. Like I said, it's a process. It's not, you know, it's our life's journey, and I'm in a good space, so I'm happy.
fantastic. So thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your beautiful smile. I always tell Mugsy how she's glowing. She's just the colors and everything behind her. She's a ray of sunshine. So
Well, you're
continue.
such a joy, Odiva, and it's been a pleasure to get to know you better, and just love connecting with you. So let's do it again.
We certainly will.